This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 9, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mostly cloudy today, temperatures in the mid-40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 12:28 p.m. Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll was in Gloucester yesterday speaking about the offshore wind project planned for the North Shore. The Salem News reports that the former Salem mayor was attending a Greater Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce event. Earlier in the day, she attended an event in Worcester focused on affordable housing.
There's a few things that impress me always about Worcester, and particularly about this site, is the aligned vision. Cities and great cities don't happen by accident. It takes people aligned towards a vision, with 50% of renters across Massachusetts housing insecure, paying more than 30% of their income towards rent. We know we have work to do, and we're committed to rolling up our sleeves and doing it. And our new housing secretariat, in combination with all of us, is going to put us in a position to increase both our focus and our resources on housing production and preservation, with equity being a major driver of that work.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. Beverly City Hall renovations are being planned. Paul Layton reports in the Salem News that there are plans to renovate the interior of the building and perform work on the McPherson Youth Center. Also in Beverly, there was a groundbreaking ceremony for renovations at the old Briscoe Middle School building. This is State Senator Joan Lovely, who attended the event earlier this week.
So that used to be Beverly High School way back in the day. It's a 100-year-old building, and it's going to be converted into 85 units of 55-plus-year-old affordable housing, with 6 live/work studios for artists. So artists working right on site and living right on site in their studio apartment. Our new Lieutenant Governor, Kim Driscoll, attended together with Undersecretary Jennifer Maddox from DHCD. Rep Paracella was there, Mayor Cahill. And it is really a strong effort between Harborlight Community Partners, that's Andrew DeFranza, and Beacon Properties. And so we're really looking forward to seeing this building and its renaissance, the thousands of students that went through that educational building, that high school, middle school, and perhaps some of those seniors will be actual students that went there. So really wonderful. This is exactly what we need to be doing with a housing crisis, especially for our aging population. There'll be on-site services, and they're actually going to keep the auditorium open to the public, so some public venue there as well. Really exciting.
That's State Senator Joan Lovely. And there was another shooting in Lynn last week. On Tuesday night, Lynn police were called to Lewis Street on the report of a disturbance. The Daily Item is reporting that a Groveland man shot a Boston man multiple times, and he's facing several charges. There are additional details on the shooting in today's Daily Item. The Marblehead Art Association is hosting a student photography exhibit. The free exhibit is running through April 16. The exhibit features work from 35 local artists. Bill Newell on sports is next with details on the MIAA high school playoffs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics get back in the win column after 3 straight losses. Last night it was a 150-93 win over Portland. The Celts play in Atlanta Saturday night. Bruins off last night, they'll host Edmonton tonight, and the Red Sox beat Puerto Rico 9-3 last night in exhibition baseball. High school hockey, number 1 seeded St. Mary's girls hockey is back in the D1 state semifinals for the first time in 10 years. Last night, the Spartans beat Peabody 2-0 on 2 first-period goals.
Tia Picardi, huge goal to kind of get us going there. Off the rebound, I thought that really kind of energized us, and we took advantage and we got another one after that.
St. Mary's coach Frank Pagliuco got solid play from his goaltender Angelina Catino.
Ange played well, but she really only saw one shot, and then it was out. And I think that was the key tonight. We played well down low. We were very inconsistent coming out of the zone, but we'll take it at this point. I'm not going to complain.
As for Peabody coach Michelle Roach, after the game, her thoughts.
I think the effort in the third period was very good. I think we started off strong. We lost some wind after that first goal. We picked it back up. And I think at the end of the day, we didn't get the bounces we need. We needed to get more pucks to net. But I couldn't be more happy and proud of the way that my squad played this season. We have a lot of accomplishments, and I think the future is really bright for us. And we thank the seniors for all that they did to get the program to where it is, because we are a contender in Division I, and we will continue to be, and we will be back next year stronger.
Again, St. Mary's girls hockey advancing on to the Final Four. St. John's Prep and Triton have also advanced to MIAA hockey Final Fours. Marblehead boys basketball MIAA playoffs continue on Friday night against Mansfield. That's a team that eliminated Salem earlier this week. This is Marblehead coach Mike Giardi on their game Friday against Mansfield.
Obviously, Coach Doyle and I were hoping that, you know, Coach Doyle's team would come out on top. We'd have a nice local game between Marblehead and Salem, but unfortunately, you know, Salem gave them a great battle. I think, you know, just looking at the film, I haven't had really a chance to talk with Coach Doyle on the specifics of it, but, you know, they were down at 1.8 points, I think, at half, and Mansfield took off a little bit start of that second half and stretched it to 20 points, but Salem came right back and went on like a 15-0 run to cut it, made some adjustments, made some changes, and really put some pressure on Mansfield. And unfortunately, I think Salem, you know, because they weren't close early, that pressure that they put on, finally Mansfield made some adjustments and kind of stretched it out in that fourth quarter and got to the point where Salem just couldn't overcome it. I think the final score is not indicative of the way that game really went. So, you know, we're looking at a tough test. They're big. They got some players that can really get to the rim. You know, we haven't really had a chance to look at them. We looked at them briefly last night. You know, my assistant coaches give me the business because I was probably up too late looking at it. And today we'll kind of review it. At this point in the season, you know, there's only so many drills and so much that you can go over. The physical part of practice is not as important, I think, as the mental part.
That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.